AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The suspect in the truck attack earlier this week in Berlin in Germany is dead, shot in Milan, Italy. Authorities are now trying to figure out if Anas Amri had a network of supporters. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the Berlin attack. The AP's Geir Molson has more on what happened in Milan.
One of the two officers was shot by Amri and was taken to a hospital, but was not in life-threatening condition. The other officer fatally shot Amri.
The police chief in Milan says Amri went through France before arriving by train at Milan Central Station early this morning, and he was later shot and killed. Passengers are being seen disembarking from a hijacked plane in Malta. Earlier, Malta State TV reported two hijackers on a plane on the ground at the Malta airport say they had hand grenades and were threatening to blow up the plane. In Australia, investigators say five people have been arrested, accused of plotting an attack on Christmas Day.
They are in custody. They are no longer a threat.
That's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Three of the five appeared in a Melbourne court today, charged with preparing or planning a terrorist attack. China says countries with the largest nuclear arsenal should take the lead in disarmament. It's a response to President-elect Donald Trump's tweet calling for the U.S. to greatly boost its nuclear capabilities. More from AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president-elect's tweet did not expand on how he wants to do that, nor did advisors answer when asked what prompted the nuclear comments. Here at the Pentagon, Defense Chief Ash Carter has said the U.S. would spend more than $100 billion to help sustain and improve an aging nuclear force. Trump's statement came hours after Vladimir Putin said Russia needs to boost its nuclear capabilities in the new year.
Authorities say a man suspected of fatally shooting a three-year-old boy in a road rage incident in Little Rock, Arkansas, has been arrested. This is AP Radio News. New York is celebrating the opening of a big transit project.
New York City has waited a long time for the Second Avenue subway.
The thought of somebody's mind back in 1919 and a bond issue, original bond issue in 1929.
MTA Chairman Tom Prendergast says there was always something in the way. Depression, war, the near bankruptcy of the city. But Governor Andrew Cuomo says the wait, at least for the first four stations, is over.
If we have to push the train down the track, that train is going to run on January 1.
Cuomo says unlike the rest of the system, these stations are filled with light, air, and art. The line was intended to replace two elevated train lines, which were demolished in 1942 and 1955. Warren Levinson, New York.
The governor of elective West Virginia, Jim Justice, says he is keeping one of his jobs after he takes office next month. He is the boys and girls basketball coach at East Greenbrier High School, not far from the resort he owns. There'll be more than a month of basketball left when Justice is sworn in. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.